From its enormous base to the tip of its delicate spire, the Burj Khalifa soars more than 800 meters into the sky. With more than 160 habitable floors and containing enough steel to stretch a quarter of the way around the world, it is a crowning achievement of Dubai's decade-long construction boom. Investment analyst Saud Masood.
It's the tallest building in the world. It speaks to the economic momentum Dubai has had for several years now. And so they have taken bold steps and they've achieved something there.
But some question the achievement. When the tower was first conceived, Dubai's fortune seemed almost limitless. Today, the tiny Arab emirate is mired in debt. In November, state-owned conglomerate Dubai World roiled global markets after announcing it was delaying repayment of $60 billion in loans. Despite the crisis, the building's developers say they're optimistic about the future. Mohammed Alabar is chairman of MR Properties.
Crisis come and go, and the world have gone through 2 years of difficult times. We must have some hope and optimism that we must move on. And I think this is a message that, you know, this is, I hope that it's a beginning of gradual move forward.
But the move forward could be slow. The tower opens as a glut of new homes and buildings remain largely vacant, the result of a building boom that has since gone bust. Masood says the Burj itself has become a symbol of the downturn in real estate, which many say caused the financial crisis.
And I don't see this economic down cycle being over in the next few quarters or even in the next year or so. So I think the economic problems or challenges will persist in the face of a pretty awesome, man-made structure. But those two ironies, in my opinion, will coexist for a while.
The opening of the Burj comes at a tough time for Dubai's economy, with property prices dropping by nearly half in some parts of the city-state. But it doesn't appear to be hurting sales. Developers say the Burj Khalifa has already sold 900 apartments. Millar Sega, VOA News.